You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is Femo with Falling For You, who are playing at the Wine Cellar's 18th birthday party. Morena, Rowan Evans, proprietor of the Wine Cellar, how are you today?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you.
Well, it's nice to be able to chat to you. I feel like I've missed you because it's been, you know, hard to get out and about to gigs and bloody Omicron being everywhere. But, you know, you've been trucking along in these weird times and now we're getting a celebration at least.
Yeah, it's been a deeply weird time, not made easier by recent events on the online, but...
Yes, I think anyone who tuned into the news in the evening yesterday will have heard some fascinating landlord situations going on out there for the broad world. You guys have been retaining your vaccine pass, which I think is awesome. It's great for our immunocompromised communities. It gives people that extra level of safety and reassurance. You've also been managing to do the most with seated, spaced out gigs and making it all work despite the strangeness of everything. Are you looking forward to having a bit of a party, a bit of a celebration, Rowan?
I'm hoping that we can have a bit of a party and a celebration.
I'm sure it's going to happen.
I mean, I'm quite delighted with the lineup that came together remarkably easily. It's always, you make a list of, this is the first ask.
Yep.
And everybody said yes. And I was sort of like, I had other people that I wanted to ask too, but I guess that's enough. I mean, we would have had Sulfate along, but they share members with the Princess Chelsea touring band.
Yes.
Who are off to Europe, so so Sulfate couldn't play. And when that came through, it was like, who else shall I? No, that's still enough people. It's going to be a long night of music.
It's going to be a fantastically long night of music. You've got Carl Stephen, Samara Alufa, Femo, who we've just listened to, Deep State, Tombs, Power Nap, Nah Noise, DJ Party Dad. It's going to be a big night. And those are all bands that I think it's fair to say have either got their original kicks from Wine Cellar or are people you will absolutely see there on a Friday and a Saturday. They're true dyed-in-the-wool community members.
Was that
what kind of like drew you towards them originally, or how did you kind of pick your list there, Rowan?
I sort of decided, because I undernerd about whether or not I was going to organise a birthday celebration kind of thing for the bar, just because of the weirdness and stuff in the past. I'd always tried to bring up a couple of artists from Wellington or Dunedin or Christchurch, just sort of to keep alive those connections between the different music communities across the country. And I felt that, you know, even though we're all hoping that the sort of outbreak is died down and things are calmer and restrictions can come off, that it was still too hard to sort of start talking about flights and bringing people up if it had to be cancelled at last minute, or, you know, that seemed too much. So I thought I'd keep it local, and I went, well, who are the local people who I want to see?
Exactly. I think that's the best place to start with putting together a gig lineup, is who do you want to see at your birthday party, you know? That's exactly how you put together an invite list. Rowan, the Wine Cellar, 18 years is no small feat. It's pretty incredible institution, and it has been the genesis of many a massive and fabulous band. Tell us a wee bit about, if you cast your mind right back to the start, what was it about setting up a venue that was important to you at the very beginning?
I guess I'd always wanted to be involved in running a venue. I'd like when I studied in Hamilton, mm-hmm. I was, you know, tangentially involved. You know, I was a punter. I went to a lot of shows. Mm. I had friends who were in bands. It was a world that, you know, 17-year-old from the remote Coromandel turns up to Hamilton to find there's bands and music, yeah. And this is exciting. And so in the back of my head, I think I'd talked about doing a venue kind of thing, like back when I was at university, and I'd never done it. And it wasn't the main idea of the wine cellar being a venue.
Mm-hmm.
It became an opportunity. Like, I just opened a little bar, just like a sort of neighborhood bar, dive bar, sort of Berlin, sort of squatters bar kind of concept. And then it sort of, the venue opportunity beckoned.
Yeah.
And then that sort of became the focus quite quickly.
I think anybody who's ever been to the wine cellar will know what it does really feel like walking into a community space, and actually it's increasingly difficult to find bars or venues that feel like that because of all of the, you know, global problems that we've got, you know, capitalism being a big one. It's hard to have these venues. You really have to fight for them, and it is a bit of a special thing to have somewhere in a big city where you can go and you'll see people that you know, and it will feel very much like going to a house party almost, or something like that. And I think the bands that you've got lined up here, so many of them will have had their first gig at the Wine Cellar, or maybe even, you know, next door at Whammy or something. But there's something very special about it being a place that not only was like the genesis of a lot of groups, but it's somewhere people love to come back and re-perform at, you know? You can never be too big to play at the Wine Cellar, I feel, because it's such a special place like that. When you look at all the bands and the groups and the artists that have come through and done some time at the Wine Cellar, and then you see where they've kind of gone, how do you feel? I guess you must feel quite proud of some of those achievements that those musicians have been making.
Yeah, very, very proud and very happy. I was tinged a little bit with sort of like sigh, oh, it's going to be a while before they come back, because
yeah.
If you're doing the town hall, you really shouldn't be doing a 50-person seated show at the Wine Cellar. Unless you're charging ridiculously high ticket prices. But, you know, one day, maybe we can get them back as a guest. You know, like, we haven't had Marlon play a Marlon Williams show since, you know, his first album had a very exclusive to the press performance in the old room. But, you know, Marlon sneaks up to a few Delaney Davidson shows and does a guest performance. So, you know, You get that, you know, the fact that we still get Delaney coming in is tantamount to Delaney's sort of philosophy of just keep playing, keep working on new things, keep writing music, putting out new albums, and not, like, he does everything himself, and so he likes to keep things small. But yeah, there's so many artists that I love to see around, and You know, one day we might get the Beths back in the Wine Cellar. I think it was a Going Global was the last time they played. Squeeze them back in. But, I mean, they're squeezing in for week-long residencies at Whammy, so it's...
I know, it's
funny.
It's an amazing thing, really. I think there is a sense of huge pride, and because us here at BFM, we've done so much work... with you guys as well. I think we're always excited and happy to see what's happening with the venues. We'd be nothing without these important venues, and that's been kind of the theme of the last couple of years when we've not been able to get out and see music as regularly as we would like to or as we used to. You know, recognizing how significant these spaces are for the whole ecosystem of music and culture in a city is so crucial. If you had one, I guess, message for people out there about, you know, this period where we're now sort of tentatively heading back out there, what would it be to support these venues, to support these spaces? What would you like to see from people?
I just think it's a really stressful time for everybody. And I think, you know, whilst I don't want to discourage people from coming out or going to shows and behaving normally, I also don't want to put pressure on people that they have to go out. I mean, that's part of the our reason for keeping the mandates, is we want people to be safe and be calm and know when they're ready to go and see something, and maybe just start calmly with specifically going, you know, getting a ticket, going to a show, and if it gets overwhelming, don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
You know, supporting the artists and supporting the venues is important, but staying safe and just being there for us further down the line. You know, you don't have to come tomorrow, but you can come later on. It's just, I think everyone's got to give each other a break at this time.
Totally.
I think that's a little bit what's lacking in our online engagements.
I think that's a very
with
fair point.
People.
Yeah. I think that's a very fair point.
I think there's a lot of extreme people jumping to extreme points of view very, very quickly, including criticism of the government. I'm not saying that things have been perfect over the lockdowns, but it's sort of like there's just this ping pong of emotions of people going, oh, it's opening up too fast, oh, it's opening up too slow. And it's like everyone just calm down and take a deep breath and think about what matters.
I think that's very good advice. Very good advice there, Rowan. Always wise with the advice out there. One thing that people can do to support is, if they're also not feeling quite ready to get out there, is get themselves a wine cellar supporters card, which is awesome. Tell us a wee bit about that, Rowan. What's that all about?
Well, I mean, that was an idea possibly pre the Omicron outbreak, of to get people to think about buying tickets ahead, because that really supports musicians. And so it was providing a discount for people ongoing buying tickets through the Under the Radar platform. And we're making, and if for those people who have supported us through that, that the Wine Cellar birthday is a free ticket if you've already purchased that. And yeah, it was just a way of trying to get people to recognize that the ticketing services that and music journalism that Under the Radar provide is very important.
Absolutely.
To our level, but also it's, you know, if there's no way to promote a show and get the word out, it's very hard. I don't know, it's just part of, I think Under the Radar are an often neglected part of our music community in Auckland. And I can't speak more highly of them.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
They're the wind beneath all of our wings.
Exactly.
Hey, Rowan, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. It's always an absolute pleasure. Very much looking forward to the birthday party. 18 years of Wine Cellar, Carl Stephen, Samara Alofa, Fimo, Deep State, Tombs, Power Nap, Narnoise, and DJ Party Dad. This is all happening on Saturday, the 4th of June, at Wine Cellar and Whammy Backroom. Have a wonderful time. We're going to end on a bit of Samara Alofa, their new song, Laid Out. Have a great morning.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.